I'm Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And today we'll meet a very interesting 16-year-old whose name is Gustav Bauer. Gustav is a sophomore at Lincoln High School in Portland. He's a member of the Pacific Youth Choir, which you hear having a good time here in the background. But, you know, he's way more than just a singer. He's a bagpiper, too. Yeah, you're going to hear some bagpipes in today's episode of On Deck, so consider yourself forewarned. So how does a 16-year-old get into bagpiping? Well, actually, it all started with the violin.
My parents introduced me to the violin when I was 3.5 years old, and I continued for almost 13 years total. And then I kind of took a hiatus to pick up the bagpipes, and then only recently started up again.
Okay, so there's a lot there that I want to dig into.
Okay.
Let's talk about your fiddling career. What, because it wasn't like classical violin that you were particularly interested in, right?
Well, I started off on the classical, you know, the Suzuki method, but when I was 9 or 10, I first started getting interested in different genres. I mean, the classical just kind of started to sound the same. So I moved into Scottish fiddling, and that really took my interest. There was so much variety there that I didn't really see back then in classical violin.
And so how deeply did you go into Scottish fiddling?
I attended a summer camp with Alasdair Fraser. He's So I went to Valley of the Moon and spent a week and a half or something like that just fiddling all day, day in and day out. Even at night, we would be fiddling, and it was really cool. I really liked that experience.
And so was it this deep dive into Scottish fiddle music that made you make the leap to bagpipes? Or how did that happen?
Yeah, it was kind of that. I started competing.
With Scottish fiddling?
Yes.
Oh.
At the Portland Highland Games, they have fiddle competitions.
Huh.
And whenever there wasn't somebody playing, I would hear the bagpipes outside, and I thought that was so cool. It really kind of piqued my interest.
A lot of people run the other way from bagpipes.
Yeah.
But you ran toward it.
Yeah, it's not the most pleasing instrument to listen to when you're first learning, but there are a couple of really, really good bands, and if you listen to the World Championship recordings of them, they just sound like one ginormous bagpipe that's perfectly tuned. Everything is just fluid. Everything sounds wonderful. So it sounds really bad when you first start out, but as you improve, it starts to get really nice.
I don't know anything about bagpipes. So when you talked about having a number of bagpipes all in tune, does that have to do with the individual player or the bagpipes themselves generally?
The bagpipes and the person. The person has to have really stable breathing, so they have to be able to breathe at a very consistent pressure and also keep their arm pressure on the bag at the exact same pressure for it to sound really nice. And then the transition between squeezing and blowing has to be completely fluid. The drones, you know, the ones that produce that constant hum, they are all tuned in octaves to the chanter, which is the part that plays the melody.
Is there a tuning mechanism on the bagpipe? You know, like a flute can pull the head joint out a little bit from the flute or the...
Kind of. For the chanter, it's a double reed. So you can... and it's made of cane, so you can shave off a little bit off certain parts and it changes the sound or how easy it is to blow. Or you can twist it into the chanter to sharpen it or loosen it, unscrew it to make it flatter. But it's all held together with friction, so it's very variable.
Wow. describe to me what it is about the bagpipes that you love so much?
Partially the sound.
Uh-huh.
And also partially is the community. I mean, I can go up to any one of my piping friends and start playing Scotland the Brave, and before I even get halfway through the first part, they're playing along with me. It's that kind of universal tune that everybody knows, and there are a lot of them. So I could go to India if there's a bagpipe band there, start playing Scotland the Brave, and they'd start playing right along with me.
Hmm.
So it's both the sound and the community. There are bands spread all over Portland, all over the Northwest, all over the country, all over the world, that do the exact same thing that I do. It's that community that I really like. My name is Gustav Bauer, and I'm 16 years old.
Is this something that's going to stay with you the rest of your life, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
No hesitation.
Nope. Every single college that I've looked at so far has at least one pipe band in the nearby vicinity.
Wow.
So that, whenever I'm looking at colleges, that is one of the things that I look for. So it is going to stay with me for a long while.
Wow. And you mentioned that you picked up the violin again, right? Are you fiddling again as well?
I am.
But no interest in doing that classically? Just
no,
Scottish fiddling?
Not really, yeah.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot about these Scottish instruments, fiddle, bagpipes, but you came to my attention through a choir.
Yeah.
So tell me about your involvement in the Pacific Youth Choir and how this Scottish musician ends up singing, you know, some classical music. And
well, I first started in choirs when I was 9 or 10 years old.
And is Pacific Youth Choir as big a part of your life as the Scottish music is?
It's as big, if not a little bit bigger.
Oh, really? Okay. What do you love about singing? What does it do for you that the bagpiping and the Scottish fiddling doesn't? Or how does it enhance your musical life?
In the pipe band, I mostly just play with old retired guys. it's true. In fact, one of the band members just retired 2 weeks ago from the fire department. So, with the choir, there are a lot of people my age. So I've met people and made friendships that otherwise would never have happened. I mean, singing among your peers and then singing together, that kind of brings it all home. It's a unique experience. I've noticed myself a couple of times during a really fantastic piece. I noticed that I've just stopped singing and I listen. I listen and I hear this beautiful sound that is gushing forth from each person's throat. In pipes, you can have two, maybe three different parts of harmony, but with a choir, you can do so much more.
Okay, one more question for you.
Go for it.
I feel like it's unfair for me even to ask this question of a high school sophomore,
mm-hmm.
because you shouldn't even really be thinking about this yet.
College.
But yes, or college, or career. Like, do you have a dream of what you'd like to do with yourself when you become an adult?
There have been a couple of options. There's been the thought of a criminalist or what other people would call a crime scene investigator, like
wow.
CSI.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I don't know. It was kind of interesting to me when I was 12. And since then, it's kind of grown into electrical engineering or structural engineering, maybe even architecture. I like working with my hands, and I can see things really well in three dimensions. So I can look at, I don't know, a blueprint, and I can visualize what that would look like. So that's one career choice. Another was a marine engineer. Huh. So it would be like designing the hulls of ships for better efficiency, propellers, that kind of thing. I like the ocean. The ocean is kind of a place of relaxation for me.
I'm glad I asked. I didn't expect you to answer in that way. I don't know what I expected. I guess I expected you to say professional bagpiper.
Nah, there are very few of those, and they don't make very much. It'll still be part of my life for many, many years to come. I hope that I'll still be playing when I'm retired sometime in the late 21st century.
Right.
And, music will always be with me.
What a fascinating young man, right? He is 16-year-old high school sophomore Gustav Bauer. In addition to playing Scottish fiddle and bagpipes, he sings with the Pacific Youth Choir. I'm Crystal Wessel, and this has been On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And a reminder that every single episode of On Deck has been permanently archived at the All Classical Portland website, along with additional information about each of these kids. So to learn more about Gustav or to hear this episode again, just head to allclassical.org, click Programs, and then On Deck. Again, that's allclassical.org. And thanks for joining me today. I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.